Anybody who's afraid seeing me carry a Bible up here, I'm not doing what my husband said I was going to do. I'm not going to shake it at you. He said, take your floppy Bible up there and shake it at him. Like, no. I like to have the Bible underneath me, and I have it open to actually the very first scripture that I memorized. It's Psalm 46, and it's going to come in handy today. God is our very refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, or when you're really nervous. For the last 5 or 6 summers, I've spent a week in Storm Lake, Iowa for Synod School. It's a gathering of Presbyterians from all over the country. We spend a week learning, in fellowship, worshiping, just having a great time, and also renewing ourselves. It's always a wonderful experience, and I come back with new ideas and connections, and this time I came back with a sermon. After dinner one night, my friends and I were reflecting on some challenges and some frustrations we were all having, and I offhandedly said, well, nothing lasts forever except for resentment and regret. My new friend Kathy says, wow, that will take some ruminating, and I kind of assumed ruminating meant thinking, but I went ahead and looked it up, and it means to think deeply about something or to chew on something. So that's what I did, and now we're here. Resentment is such a tough thing, particularly between siblings. My brother and I always joked about who was FC, the favorite child, and we had little competitions. It was a silly competition and one we never really took seriously, but unresolved sibling rivalry or any type of rivalry can have lasting, lifelong implications. I was at a funeral once for a woman well into her 80s, and her sister shared a story with me. Now, I love hearing memories and stories about people, but this one hurt my heart. She told of her father coming home from work, and the 3 sisters were waiting in line to get their hugs. Well, he hugged her older sister, and then her little sister ran around her and stole her hug, making this woman feel unloved and ignored. So this woman says to her dad, she holds up her hands to her dad, and she goes, here, Daddy, here's another little girl for a hug. So at her sister's funeral, she doesn't share a story of joy and love and happiness, but 80 years later, she shares a story of resentment that had been festering this entire time. It makes me think of our scripture that we read today, the prodigal son returns. This is kind of a hard one for me because I totally understand the older brother. He was faithful, strong, dependable, and when his no good, gambling, prostitute-chasing little brother comes home, his dad doesn't yell at him. He throws him a party. Well, what the heck? I'd be kind of mad too. But here's the deal. His little brother was foolish and rotten, but he repented and asked forgiveness, and his father wept over him and welcomed him home. His older brother didn't think it was enough to make up for years of betrayal and selfishness. I wonder, did the older brother let resentment rule the rest of his life, or did he bless his brother and himself with healing, grace, and forgiveness? The story doesn't tell us. I've personally experienced this. Resentment, which led to separation, which led to all sorts of negative results. A dear friend and I were having some frustrations with each other, not really communicating well, and kind of having some hard feelings and some mistrust. Mind you, we had been friends for years. Someone took advantage of that and started telling us both lies about what we were saying about each other. The anger and resentment grew until we didn't speak for over 3 years. During that period, I was going through a horrible time in my life, and she wasn't there for me. I took a trip with friends and posted a lot of pictures, and I didn't invite her. Our resentment kept festering. Flash forward, out of the blue, she messages me. I could have ignored her, but I messaged back, just kind of curious. She messaged, I messaged, and this went on for almost an hour. And then she called me, which I was shocked. Like, okay. She called me and she said, hey, let's finish this conversation in person. Let's talk about this. So she came over. I met her at the door. Oops. We hugged, we cried, we talked for 3 hours. And then we realized this person had told us the very same story about each other, but switched the villain in the story, depending upon who her audience was. I have no idea why this woman tried to destroy our friendship, but that doesn't matter anymore. Actually, my friend and I have both forgiven her, because someone who does such miserable things must live a very miserable life. Mind you, forgiveness is not an invitation back into your life. It's getting past that moment in time and moving forward. Sometimes, though, forgiveness is an invitation back into your life. In another situation, a friend and I had someone fracture our relationship by making sure that I knew I was not welcome in her life and not necessary. I was bitter she did not stand up for me, and also regretted not being stronger to overcome this person's influence. I also regretted that by allowing this person to push me away, I was not aware of or there for her at a time when she really needed me. But time heals and also provides an opportunity to reflect and to grow. We've both healed and have let go of whatever bitterness stood between us, and I think are now growing a healthier and stronger friendship between us. Pastor Mike even mentioned something recently about bitterness, and I've heard the saying before, that holding on to anger, resentment, or bitterness is like drinking a cup of poison every day, hoping the other person will die. Psalm 125 talks about those who trust in the Lord cannot be moved, but abide forever, and the Lord surrounds his people forevermore. What do we want to last forever? Negative feelings or God's surrounding love? Should we choose to chew on our resentment or let God's love surround us and infuse us so that our hearts are full of his love? One more story. John's grandpa and his grandpa's brother had a falling out and didn't talk the 15 years before John's grandpa passed away. You would think that would be a lesson for his family to do better. But John's dad and his uncle didn't speak for at least 5 years before John's dad's death. Gerald tried to repair their relationship, but his brother was too resentful. Now his brother will have to live with the regret of his own bitterness. Those boys grew up with an example of resentment, anger, and separation, not forgiveness and reconciliation. What a horrible legacy to leave for your children, and what a terrible example to be to your friends. God sure could resent humankind and regret our creation. He put us in a beautiful garden, and we did the one thing he asked us not to. He freed us from slavery, and we complained we were hungry. He gave us manna every morning, fresh, and we said that wasn't good enough. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Romans 5:8 reminds us that we were not worthy. We were still sinners when God showered us with mercy, grace, and forgiveness in the form of his Son, who came to die for our sins. What resentment are you holding on to? What regret is festering? And more importantly, who is watching, and what legacy are you leaving? I pray it is a legacy of putting God's forgiveness and love into action. Today is normally Communion Sunday, but I'm not ordained, so I can't serve you all communion. But I want you to think about this cup. On the night Jesus was betrayed, he shared this cup with his disciples, fully knowing that one would betray him, one would deny him 3 times, and all the rest would abandon him. Here's the amazing grace of God's love. Jesus did not share a cup of resentment and regret. He shared a cup of blessing, forgiveness, inclusion, hope, and love. Today and every day, I pray that we will all choose the cup that Jesus offers us, a cup of forgiveness to fill our hearts so that we too will bless others with love and grace. Amen.